A low-cost answer to premature infant death. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Each year, hundreds of thousands of premature infants die because they don't have access to $6,000 CPAP machines to help them breathe. That's why Rice University bioengineer Rebecca Richards-Cordham led a team of students who designed their own version that costs just $150 and uses inexpensive aquarium pumps to provide airflow.
They just did some really good basic engineering in how do you build a device that does exactly what it needs to do, but not anymore.
A study in Malawi showed the machines increased infant survival rates from 24% to 65%.
That's actually very similar to the improvement in survival that was seen when CPAP was introduced in the United States back in the early 1970s.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.